El Popo Newspaper.
According to the article, The Impact of Technology on the Developing Child, children were masters of imaginary games. Children of the past created their own form of play that didn't require costly equipment or parental supervision.
How many children do you have and what are their ages?
I have two children. My oldest is 4 years old and my smallest is 8 years old.
What are your children mostly engaged throughout the day? It could be their indoor or outdoor activities.
Well, we usually now do indoor activities due to the weather. So what we do is either do his homework, do board games, we play activities at home, we play with blocks, try to use our imagination to build things, and watch movies together. Pretty much it.
What do you think of the impact technology has had on children?
I think it has impacted them in not in a bad way, it's just that it doesn't give the opportunity for a children to use his imagination and motor skills, because when you're too much stuck on technology, you're not really you don't really work on your mind to
How many pieces of technology does your son own?
Just one. I mean two, a phone and a TV.
At what age did you let your children use any kind of technology?
I would say at the age of maybe 3.5.
Okay, and what is your reasoning of allowing permission of the use of technology?
I would say because sometimes when we're outdoors and, he either wants to watch one of his movies or watch one of his favorite cartoons, I started letting him use my phone and eventually got him his own little phone where he could, watch his own shows. And even at home, he started asking for movies, cartoon movies. So I think that's what I got him into. Okay.
What do you think of the impact technology has on children?
My name is Gabriel Sanchez. I have two children, 1 7 and 1 11. My opinion, it depends on whose children. It all falls into the parents and their responsibility of raising a child. However, most parents don't have the time, especially the lower class, because they're too busy trying to put food on the table and working. So my point is, technology is a good source of education, in a way of learning basic academics, not social. The way it's used now is it's easy for a child to get distracted and click away to something they think is more interesting. So in my opinion, my kid could have an iPod. What matters is what he listens to.
Technology has its positives and its negatives, but it all depends on how much the parents allow their children to engage with the technology.
This has been Ruth from El Popo News Online. Have a great evening.